Hey, I thought I would do something a little different today. I'm a little nervous because I haven't done this in a while. But I'm going to sing a song for you instead of giving you journal topics or therapeutic journal advice. But if you are looking for that, you can go to beliefbreakers.com where you can download a free ebook on the Expert's Guide to Therapeutic Journaling. And the reason why I wanted to do this today was I was thinking about music as I went for a walk in my hometown along Equity Mine Road, and I wasn't listening to music actually. I just went out for a walk, and then I was thinking about it, and so I put some music on, and I forgot for whatever reason just how relaxing music can be, and how it made me realize like there's just so many different ways we can tune into our body and into ourselves. I know for me, as many of you know, therapeutic journaling is one of my favorite ways to tune into myself, to access myself, to transform myself. And I felt like just on this walk, I forgot that music is one of those instant sort of channels as well that just drops us right in to experience this sensation that we really need. Whether that's, in ways like I listen to a lot of like cinematic, like soundtrack music, especially if I'm working out, because I like music that has a slow build up to it and crescendos, because I feel like when I'm working out, I'm building with this rhythm as I'm like getting to those goals. I find when I want to hang out with mom or make her laugh, it's really great when we're listening to Disney songs because we just end up singing Disney songs together. And it's just hilarious because on one hand, you feel embarrassed that you know all the lyrics. And on the other hand, you're just like, wow, I'm having this great experience with my mother. Aww. I find my sister and I too, when we're heading to work together or we're hanging out, we're always listening to music, and we have like a few songs that are just like they're our songs. And I think our psychological brains build a memory, obviously, to music. So it's amazing, I think, where we can also find healing through that. So I wanted to share with you this song that I wrote. I haven't played it in a long time. I literally just retuned my ukulele, so I have no idea how this is going to sound. And the reason why I wanted to play it was one, because I just want to hear it. And two, I felt like it was really appropriate for being back in Houston. I wrote this song for Houston. It's for the Jamie Baxter Park Campground, which is one of my favorite places to go and visit and to meditate, to journal, to just be in nature. It's just so close to my house. It's right by the water. It's a lovely campground. It's kind of hidden in a way. Most people don't know about it, so it feels like a little secret paradise. And there's literally only two lyrics to this song, but I always felt like when I sang it, it always connected me to home. So especially when I was in Victoria for the last couple of years, it was amazing to be a part of a drum circle of incredible people, and I would share this song with them. And every time I've played it, I play it differently. So I always found that interesting. So I'm curious to see how I play it this time, being home. So the song is called Echo. I'm so nervous right now. Here we go. Thank you. the river lately to access my mind innately. I've come to the river lately. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh. Come to the river lately to access my mind innately. Awesome. Thanks for listening, you guys. That was Echo, made for my favorite place in Houston, Jamie Baxter Park. If you enjoyed this video, which was really random for what I normally do, please give it a heart. Ma, Teresa, it's nice to see you. Thank you again for listening in, and I hope your day is full of sunshine. I hope you find some music today to elevate your life and your heart right now. Okay, I'll talk to you soon. Mwah!